Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Nun Gimel. Nida Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Beis Lama Beis, right by the Gemara. So we get back now into Inyane Nida, and figuring out when a woman has a kesem, what her cycle is. So let's read the Mishnah again. It says the Mishnah, Haroa kesem, harezu mukol keles. If a woman sees a kesem, she's a stain, and she has no idea when it came from, when was the re'iyah that caused this kesem, harezu mukol keles. So then she is mukol keles, she does not know whether she is a nida, whether she is a zava, and after she even counts 7 days, she doesn't know what the next re'iyah is going to be, so she's going to have to figure out a way to count a certain number of days that will put her over the top to make sure that she has passed all of her days, and the next time that she has a re'iyah, she is going to be a nida. So the Gemara will talk about that. But that's what it means, Bukul Kelas, that she's messed up in her schedule, in her cycle. She does not know exactly how to count. We had a Gemara back in Meseches Arach in Daf Ches or so that discussed all of the details of such a woman. V'choshesheshes mishum zov. And also, she is choshes mishum zov. This is a separate line in the Mishnah, which means, Rashi explains, and the Gemara is going to talk about it, that if she sees a very large stain, a stain that's really could be three stains combined into one, she sees a three gris plus stain, there, and she hasn't checked herself in 3 days. So Rabbi Meir holds that the woman has to be worried that maybe she is a Zava Gadola, because maybe each of these parts of this stain came out on separate days, 3 days in a row, and maybe she's a Zava Gadola. Rabbi Meir holds that three Ksamim could create the status of Zava Gadola. V'chachamim omrim, no, ein b'ksamim mishim zov. No, Ksamim cannot create Ziva. In this case, we wouldn't be choshesh that she is a Zava Gedola. Good, that's the Gemara. So, Mar Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? That's the Mishnah. Mar Chachamim, who are the Chachamim in the Mishnah that say that Ksamim cannot create the state of Ziva? Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, he is Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. Ditanya, who holds? Rabbi Chas, interesting. The Gemara is saying that the Chachamim are a Das Yachid. There is a Machlokas Rishonim who we paskin like. So, is the Gemara trying to say that the Chachamim are only a Das Yachid and therefore we wouldn't have to paskin like these Chachamim? Or is the Gemara just saying that no, we should know that these Chachamim, yes, they are the Rabbim, and we would paskin like them, but their Shita at root is based on Rabbi Chanina. Okay, either way. But the Chachamim are Rabbi Chanina, Titania, as the Brisa says. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Ksamim ein bahem mishum zov. In general, Ksamim cannot create Ziva. If you have three, a kesem that is the size of three, that would not create ziva, as the Mishnah said. Upe'amim shaksamim mevilin de ziva. But Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, there are some days that I would admit that are the ksamim are mevilin de ziva. Kesat, how is that? Lavsha gimel chalukos habedukos la. If she wears three different chalukos, three different begadim. In the Mishnah, she wore one beged where the stain was all combined on top of each other. So that's where Rabbi Chanina says, we're not choshesh mishum zov, and that's the Chachamim in the Mishnah. But if she wore three different shirts, and umatza alem kesem, and on each one, she finds a kesem, then obviously they came from three different days. You wore a different shirt every day. They came for 3 different days. So in that case, we would be worried that each of these stains came out on a different day. Oh, or not only three stains, Osherasa Beis Yamim, V'chalak Echad. Or let's say she had a real Re'iyah on 2 days in a row, and then on the third day, she had a Kesem on her Chaluk. So there, Hein Hein Aksamim HaMeviyin L'Dei Ziva. That's a case where we would be Choshish for Ziva. When does Rabbi Chanina Shehi Chachamim? When does he say that we're not Choshish? If there are three stains on one Beged. And you don't know, maybe they all came yesterday, maybe they all came the day before, you don't know. So that's the case where we're not choshesh mishum zov. But in a case where it's pretty probable, where there are three stains on three separate shirts, or two re'iyos on 2 different days and one stain on a shirt, so then we are choshesh, l'kulei alma mishum ziva. Says the Gemara, just parenthetically, on this brisa, hashta, shlosha chalukos, delav migufa kachazi chashinan. In a case, I don't see why the Bryce had to give both cases, why he had to say 2 cases of Ketsad. If in a case where there are 3 different stains, where, Delami Gufa Kachazia, where we don't know Vada that it came from her Guf, because after all, it's a Kesem. As we discussed before, we'll discuss this again. The main sugya of Ksamim is coming up on Nun Zayin Amabez, Nun Chesem and Aleph. The world of Ksamim is only Dirabanan. Because a midaraisa, one needs a hargasha. Woman needs a hargasha to be tveya midaraisa. So ksavim is darabana, because we don't know for sure. We mentioned also the suffix of the kesa mishnah. The kesa mishnah notes why the whole ksamim shouldn't be existed. The whole world, because maybe the sex faker. Maybe it didn't come from her, and even if it came from her, maybe it came from a different place in her, not the uterus. So we have no idea. All ksamim should be a sex faker. So he answers why we're machmer anyway. But either way, it's lav migufa kachazia. It's not for sure that it came from her guf. So if by three stains, where we don't know for sure, and yet chayshida, we are choshish mishum zifa, beiz yamim v'cholak echad mibayim, if she had a re'iya on 2 days, and she had the kesem on the third day, so of course that case would be, we would be choshish. Why do you have to say both those cases? Three ksamim is a bigger chiddush. So just say that case, and we would know the case of two re'iyas plus a kesem. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'u detema, I might have thought, kol ki ha gavna mivya karban v'nechal, if you only have the case of three ksamim, so then I would have thought that it is a case that we're choshesh, and we're not only choshesh, but that we really assume that it came from her, so much so that she's a zava gadola, and she would even eat her karbanos that she brings. Meaning, it's basically, Bataras Vadai. Rashi, Koki Agavna, Lahachi Naked Bezim of a Cholak Echad. Why does it say that case? Lashmira to teach me. The Hashtanami Shasha Baalmahi, Umivia Karavein on Echal. Why does it say that case? To teach me that the whole thing is Bataras Safik. Because you're not sure. The Sheva Lami Gufavi. Maybe it didn't come from her. You're not sure. So, if it were only one case, I would have thought this is the case, and this is a vadai, and therefore she brings her karbanis, and she even gets to eat the karbanis. It's a chatas ha'of, not shenechal al safik. But it's even eaten, kamash malan. We say no, it's all v'toras safik, and therefore, what's the therefore? Rashi says, where she's mevia karban ve'eno nechal, which is the only type of case of chatas, which should be brought al ha safik. So she brings the carbon, right? Because usually, if you have a case of a chatas shabal ha safik, that turns into an ashram tali. If you do any of there, that's chayav a chatas bevadai. You bring an ashram tali if you don't know for sure. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Kamash Vulan is, again, according to Rashi, that I would have thought that you bring a carbon and you even eat it. Kamash Vulan, you bring a carbon and you don't eat it. Because we are still worried that this is not a Vadai. And Rashi says, there is a chshash of Malikas Chulin Nevela. If this is an animal that you're not chayiv to bring, so then you're doing malika to a chulin animal, and that makes it a nevela. If I do shchita to a carbon oaf, or malika to a non-carbon oaf, that both creates nevela. Because I'm only allowed to do shchita to chulin, I'm only allowed to do malika on the back of the neck and with the fingernail to a carbon. And if I switch, so then that creates nevela. So here this is a chshash that this is chulin, and therefore malika would make it nevela. The Rambam has a little different lashon. He says maybe it's just chulin shenishchu dubazara. That's his lashon. Okay. Either way, that is the Gemara. The problem that the Rishonim have with Rashi here is starting with the Ramban. What was Rashi's shak levitaria? I might have thought in this case you bring the carbon and you eat it. Kamash Vulan, you don't eat it. 1 second. The whole chashash we're talking about here is ksamim. As we just said, ksamim is derabanan. Second, we'd be talking about any type of carbon. I don't even see the havamina. Ask the Ramban. Says the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, they all get into the act here. I read it to you from the Rashba. The Rashba says, because of Ramban, he quotes his Rebbe, the Ein Lefarish Kamash Malan, the Eino Ne'echal, Elam Evia Oso. Don't say like Rashi says that the Kamash Malan is, oh, you bring the carbon, you just don't need it. Why? Taksaman Durabanan Ein. Ksaman Durabanan. The Afilu Biadua, Shemi Gufaba. Even if you know Vadai that these stains reflect Dam that came from her, still Dvar Torah Tahorahi. Midarai says she's Tahora. As we learned, coming up in the later Gemara, he quotes that you need Argasha. Dam Bifsara, She Yarkish Bifsara. You need Argasha to have a Ri'ya Daraisa. So what's the whole shock of the Tariq on the Rashi? Ela al Karchenu Hachikama. Really, we're misunderstanding the Havamina and the Maskana. The Kamash Vulan of the Gemara is that she doesn't even bring a carbon. That's the Kamash Vulan. She has to be, we're Choshesh, that she's Temeah possibly, and that maybe she's a Zava Gadola. She has to wait Shivin Akiyim. But Kamash Vulan, you might have thought that we bring a carbon. Kamash Vulan, we don't bring a carbon. Not that we bring a carbon and don't eat it. We don't bring a carbon. That's the suggestion of the Ramban, quoted here in the Rashba. Then the Rashba says, "Velibi megamgim bedavar zeh." Well, that fits in better to the svara, but I don't know how it fits into the words, because then what's the havamina? You explain the maskana very well, but what's the havamina? Havamina is you might bring a carp. What's the havamina to bring a carp on? It's all the rabbanon. That didn't change havamina maskana. Zibkin, my ka'amar, ma'u detema mivia carp v'nechal, v'hechay afshar did not ebba. How would we make such a mistake? Kiva deksam mimena el drabbanon. So, this is one of the examples where do you go by what's machria, the Rishon's opinion. Is the language of the Gemara machria, the Rishon's opinion? That's Rashi. Because the Gemara says it. You can't blame Rashi, really. You have to blame the Gemara. The Ramban says, no. You gotta go by Svara. And you have to read it, even though it's a dachuk reading, into the Gemara. So just methodologically, Darchei HaLimud, this is a perfect example of one Rishon being influenced by the Svara, and one Rishon being influenced by the words of the Gemara. But either way, what's the Havamina? According to the Chachmei Svarad, according to the Ramban, according to the Rashba. So the Rashba says, maybe the Havamina is the Efshad Hachikam Alehu. You might have said that if she had two Re'iyas and one Kesem, so then you might have said, well, hey, the first 2 days were a real Re'iya. So the third day there was a Kesem, she probably had a Hargasha and didn't realize it. Because after all, the first 2 days she had a real Re'iya. That's the Havamina, and that's why you should bring a carbon, and maybe even Venechal, because after all, it's Raglayim Ladavar. She already had 2 days of Re'iyah, so the third day was probably also with Re'iyah, but she didn't realize it. Kamash Balan, we don't assume that. Kamash Balan, we don't assume there was a Hargasha, and therefore it's only Durabanan, and therefore she does not bring her carbon at all. Okay, two very different ways of understanding our Gemara. Two ways of understanding it. Okay, we continue. Next piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amarava, fourth white line, Amarava, Baha, in the following conversation, Zakinhu Rabbi Chanina ben Etigidus the Rabbanan. Rabbi Chanina ben Etigidus, brought a strong point against the Rabbanan in the following. Again, Rabbi Chanina ben Etigidus, remember, is Choshesh in less cases. He's the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, in less cases for Ziva. Meaning, what's his argument? Mishnah, Pachos, Begibel, Grisin, Bimakam Echad. The only Chshash, the case of Machlokes, is where there is one big stain that's more than three Grisim. Because that's the case where the Rabbanan are Choshesh, and he is not. So he says, 1 second, Mishnah, Pachos, Begibel, Grisin, Bimakam Echad, Delo Chayshidan. In a case, you Rabbanan, admit to me, if you have a stain that's smaller than three Gris, you're not Choshesh for Ziva. Why? Da'amrina, Betrei Yomi Chazise. Because we say, because this is only happened in 2 days. You have less than three gris, so we assume a gris is the minimum shear, because as we know, less than a gris might have been a bug that got crushed. So why you agree to me if it's less than three grisim that we assume that it only came out in 2 days, even though it's like it could be 2.5 grisim. But we still assume that it came out in 2 days. So what's the difference? Shlosha grisim bakamechanami. So even if there are three grisim in one place, Nema, why don't we say, Tarti upalga bigufa chazise, 2.5 gris of this area came from her, but you know what? That doesn't make her a zava, because like you said, if it's 2.5, we're choshes that it came out from 2 days. V'idach, in the other half, agav zuama, dama hakolasu, because it had zuama, it was sweaty, it was dirty there, that attracted a bug. And therefore, the other half of gris is dama hakolas, is the dama of a crushed insect. As we've discussed in the past. So that's for Reb Chaim Yehuda Tikkanis, that's the Rabbanan. What's the difference? Even if it's three grisim, you shouldn't be choshesh for ziva. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan answer, no. Kiva de'ika l'fluki be'grisva od, since you could split it up each into a gris plus, l'chol yom alo talinan. No, we don't say that. Because you can split it up evenly, we're a choshesh b'shem ziva. Reb Chaim Yehuda Tikkanis, so now the Gemara said, period, semicolon. So now the Gemara is saying within Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina ben Etigenis, Gimel Grisin b'makam Echad, Hu Delo Chayshinon, Haba Gimel Makam Was Chayshinon. Where he says that if you have three Grisim in one spot, we're not Choshesh. But Mashma, if it would be in three spots, you would be Choshesh. Because three different spots, you assume it's three different stains, Pashas on 3 different days. So, but 1 minute. Ha'amart, Begimel Chalukos in, Begimel Makomos Lo. But in the Brisa that was quoted, the case that he admitted was on 3 Begadim, not on 3 places on 1 Beged. So, how far does he go? So the Gemara says, L'divrem d'Rabbanan ka'amar lehu. In that Brisa, he was just talking about L'Rabbanan. L'didi, or the Diyak of the Mishnah. L'didi, Begimel Chalukos in, Begimel Makomos Lo. According to me, when it's on 3 shirts, that's when I'm Choshesh B'Shem Ziva. When it's in 3 places, I am not Choshesh B'Shem Ziva. Right? 3 places on the same Beged, maybe it happened the same day. I think he's only mode in three begadim. Elo lidetzchu, but according to you, who are choshesh, so odili mios, at least admit to me, tehecha dachazoi give a grease of a bakab echad, di amrinon, treo paga miguvachazi sevidach, agavzuam adam macholasu, well, at least admit to me, if you have three grease in one place, so then, why don't you agree that we're not choshesh in that case? Meaning he was just saying his language, l'shitaschem. V'rabbanan, the rabbanan again would say no. Given the eagle of flugi begrisva, oh, look, all yom alot talinan, we're not tola. Okay, so either way, he says his shita by a case of gimel chalukos. Good. Other cases of chshashos for ksamim. Tanu rabbanan says the brisa. Haroe kesem. If a woman sees a kesem, im yesh ba kedil lachal gimel grisin, shehin kegrisva od, chosheshes, v'yamavina chosheshes. Tanakama says, if there's enough to split it, we're choshesh. But if there's not enough to split it into three, then we're not choshesh. It has to be three grisim plus. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, mi omer mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, achazu v'achazu choshesh. No, we're worried in both cases. Achazu v'achazu. Right, what's the case of achazu v'achazu? Even if it is less than three, even if it's two grisim, we are choshesh. Good. What is the case we are talking about here? The case we're talking about, Rashi as in, but we're going to see it more in the Gemara. We're talking about a case of bein hashmashos. The woman might have saw these re'ios during 2 days in a row at twilight. Bein hashmashos. So, says Rabbi Yossi, even if she only sees two plus grisim, we're still choshesh, because if she had two re'ios, one on Sunday night and one on Monday night, bein hashmashos is a time period of safek. Maybe she had some of the re'iyah of Sunday night, some was considered Sunday, some was considered Monday, and the next re'iyah, some was considered Monday, some was considered Tuesday. So because it's that bein hashmashos, we are choshesh. Rashi's lashon is here on the bottom, re'iyas bein hashmashos ole l'shnei yamim. The re'iyah at a twilight period, bein hashmashos, would count for 2 days. Shemiksasa min hayom, umiksasa min halayla. Right? Some of it's by day, some of it's by night, and therefore we have to assume that she saw for 3 days straight. If she saw two bein hashmashos in a row, or not even two bein hashmashos in a row, even if she saw 1 day, let's say she saw Sunday, and then she saw Monday night bein hashmashos, so Rashi says that also is a case of chshash of 3 days, and we have to be worried that she is a zava gedola. Okay, so this is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, or the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. In the name of Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakama says we're only choshesh for a stain of gris, three gris of the ode, and Rabbi Yossi says that no, we're choshesh even less. Good. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra b'shalobatka, v'divrei chachamim b'shabatka. I think Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra sounds correct. I like his opinion when the woman did not check. We don't know what this means yet, but we know the re'iyos happened bein hashmashos. So let's assume it means, I like Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, meaning we have to be worried about Ziva when she did not check herself at bein hashmashos. Uv'divrei chachamim, and I like the chachamim when she did check herself. Okay, we're going to explain that line. The rest of today's Amud, the first Amud Aleph, is explaining this line. What does Rebbe mean by saying Nirin? Again, I like Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, who is Choshesh. That's the second opinion. When she did not check, V'divrei Chachamim b'shabatka. So my batko, my lo batko. What does Rebbe here mean? That I like his opinion when I like Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra when she was not bodekes, and I like the Chachamim when she was bodek. So what does it mean? So Amar Rava, Ashkach Tinhu l'Rabbanan de Beiraf. The Yasi Vakamri, I found the Rabbanim discussing this in Beirav, in the Yeshiva of Rav, and they were sitting and saying, Hachal Bayaskita, you know what Rav, what our Rebbe means? Kagoche Batka Atzma, Velobatka Chaluka. She checked herself, and she checked herself when? Rashi as in, Kol Shnei Bein Hashmashos. No, she checked herself the entire Bein Hashmashos on both days. She checked herself, Velobatka Chaluka. But she didn't check her Chaluk. And on the third day, she found these two grisim size. But she didn't check the chalukah until now, so we don't know when these stains came from. So we want to know whether it's possible that they came from three different days. And even herself, she only checked Ela ben Ashmashas to Reb Yehuda. Ube ben Ashmashas to Reb Yossi lo batka. During the Ben Ashmashas, Reb Yossi lo batka. What are we talking about here? So these are sugyas from elsewhere. It comes up in Brachas Daf Beis. It comes up in the Ben Ashmashas sugyas in Shabbos and in Psachim. There are different opinions. What is Ben Ashmashas? We usually assume that Ben Ashmashas is a time period from twilight after Shkia, all the way until Seis HaKachavim. That's when we assume Ben Ashmashas is, which Beis Hashem will talk about more a little bit later. But we assume Ben Ashmashas is a certain time period. Rashi says here is a time period to walk a half a mil. Maybe that means, at least let's say 9 minutes. Let's say it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. There's three different opinions. Is it 18, 22 and a half, or 24? But let's say it's 18 minutes to walk a mil. So 9 minutes is the time it takes to walk a half a mil, and that is the Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yossi. Let's say that is. But either way, the Gemara, that's the Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ben Ashmashas is a time period. Rabbi Yossi, if you remember from the first Daf in Shas, Rabbi Yossi holds that Ben Ashmashas is Keheref Ayin. Ben Ashmashas is a fleeting moment. At the last second, or maybe right after the last second. We'll have to see which one. But either way, at the last second of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmashas, or right after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmashas, that's Rabbi Yossi's Ben Ashmashas. So it's the fleeting moments right before Seis HaKochavim. So the Gemara says, this is all option one. What does Rebbe mean? What's Rebbe talking about? That a woman checked herself but did not check her shirt, and she only checked herself during the earlier, the Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yehuda, but not during the Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yossi. So that's all background. And the Rabbanan of the Bei Rav suggested that this is the Machlokas. The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan who hold, the Rabbanan Savri, the Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yossi, Lailahu, the Rabbanan hold that the Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yossi, that's not Ben Ashmashas, that's nighttime ready. That's Laila. And therefore, Vahabatka Ben Ashmashas Rabbi Yehuda. And she checked herself during the whole Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmashos, and she did not see anything. So therefore, we're not choshesh that she is a Zava Gadola. Because she checked herself during the approach, during the real Ben Ashmashas. Rabbi Yossi's Ben Ashmashas is already Vaday Laila. So even if she would have seen then, that's not going to count as 2 days. So therefore, the Rabbanim, in the Tanakhami here says that we're not choshesh for Zava Gadola. If she found a gris, three plus gris, then fine. But if not, we're not choshesh because she checked herself during these Ben Ashmashos. V'Reb Yossi l'taime. And Reb Yossi would go l'shitaso. Reb Yossi, right in the second opinion, who says we're worried, is why? Because she didn't check herself during his Ben Ashmashos. Dabar Ben Ashmashos, fake ave. My Ben Ashmashos is Reb Yossi is still a suffix. It's not Vade Laila. She didn't check herself during my Ben Ashmashos. And therefore, I still think that there's a chash that she is a Zava Gedola. This is option one. What is the Machlokas between Tanakama, the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra in the name of Rabbi Yossi? We didn't get back to Rebbe yet. We'll get back to Rebbe soon. First, we're trying to figure out what is the case of Machlokas. V'yamina lehu ana, this whole suggestion that we just said was Rava reporting what the Rabbanan said. So Rava said that this is what the Rabbanan said, but Rava says, but I disagree. V'yamina lehu ana, but I say, if it was possible to do what you said. What did you say, Rabbanan, that she checked the whole Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yehuda? How does a woman do that? How does she check herself for 9 minutes or 20 minutes straight? How does she do that? There could be some time that after she checks, she might have a re'ish, she might have a few moments during Ben Ashmashas when she checks the whole entire one. I don't think you could do that. Akshav, but now that you suggested that, but it's not probable, Shemim Silok Yadar Rasa, maybe right after she checked, she saw. So therefore, I don't think that could be a suggestion. The Amruli, and they said to me, no, it is a suggestion. Ki kamrinan, kishenasa yodeh beidakol beidashmashas. She did. Meaning, like what? Like what we would call a mochtachuk. That she had a bedika in there, inside, the whole beidashmashas. So period, that is the suggestion for the machlokas. Again, what are they talking about? A case where she checked herself in the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda and not in Rabbi Yossi, and the machlokas is basically a Ben Hashmashos machlokas. Good. 2 points before we get to what Rebbe said. Part one of our Gemara was what's the machlokas about. Now we're going to have to figure out what Rebbe said. But just two ha'aris about Ben Hashmashos. Number one is just an important ritva. The ritva in Meseches Yuma Mem Zayin is quoted by all the Achronim. The ritva in Yuma says, we usually assume Ben Ashmashas is Safek Yom Safek Laila. You're not sure. It's one or the other. The ritva says in Yuma, at least in one line, on Mem Zayin Mabez, that Ben Ashmashas is what we would call a Din Safek. It's a safek b'taras vaday. It's a time period that has elements of both. It's not just that you're not sure. Really, it's one of them, but you're not sure which one. No, it has elements of both. It's like what we would call a birya b'fnei atzma. Just like by Androgynous, there's a machlokas, whether it's safek zachar, zachar dekeva, safek dekeva, or birya b'fnei atzma. Just like by koi, we have the suggestion, we have a question if it's safek chaya, safek behema, or birya b'fnei atzma. We have elements of both. So the Ritva has one line that it has elements of both. And it is b'taras vaday, a din safek, as we would call it in lumdis terms. That's the Ritva in Yuma on Daf Mem Zayin. Number one. Number two, if a woman actually bizman hazeh has a re'iyah ben hashmashos, we've discussed in the past the 5 days that a woman has to wait before she starts counting her shivin akiyim. Remember that fifth day, it's called the fifth day of the Trumas Hadashin, is because of a chashah ben hashmashos. We're not sure. A woman might, she has to wait 72 hours for a plate of shechva zera, as we discussed in the earlier, and she might have had that bia during ben hashmashos, so she might think it was nighttime, but it was really daytime. She might think it was daytime, but it was really nighttime, so we add on an extra day. We tack on an extra day. But the poskim say, if a woman actually has a re'iyah ben hashmashos, she starts her re'iyah zida ben hashmashos, she doesn't have to add on, she doesn't have to be choshesh from the earlier day. She's already counting an extra day if she's counting 5 days. So therefore, in that case, a woman actually sees ben hashmashos, we're mekel, the poskim are mekel, and say she's allowed to start counting her 5 days from the earlier day if she actually started seeing ben hashmashos. That is a ha'ara halacha l'maisa. Number two. Number three, the third point to mention about ben hashmashos is a ha'ara on the sheet of the Rambam. We know there's a sugya. I think also we discussed this, at least in this Pesach. If not, we did it in mitzvah shir. We discussed this in earlier mitzvahs. The sugya of Tosefa Shabbos. Tosefa Shabbos, there's a mitzvah daraisa, based on the Gemara in a few places, that we have to add on to Shabbos, add on to Yantif, add on to Yom Kippur, v'chulu. One of the mysteries is, in that sugya, is why the Rambam does not quote Tosefa Shabbos. It doesn't quote it. It's not there. And the question is, where is it? That is why the language of the Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchus Shabbos, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosefet, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, Reis Samach Aleph Beis, Yesh Omrim, Shetzarach Lahosef Michol Al HaKodesh. Some say you have to add on, Bir Halacha, Nokto Balashon Yesh Omrim, Mishubda HaRambam Cholek Alzeh, Kavashim Uvor Beis Yosef. Yesh Omrim, because the Rambam doesn't mention it. But all other Rishonim do. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. That's a mystery. The Rambam only quotes it in one context in Hilchos Yom Kippur. But the question is, why doesn't the Rambam have Tosefa Shabbos? So some say, in a Chinam, he doesn't have it. Some suggest he rejects it for some reason. Others say that no, he holds it as a Dinder Rabbanan. Various suggestions given. But there is a very interesting suggestion of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim suggests that the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perakei Halacha Dalet, quotes that if one does Malacha during Bein Hashmashos, one gets Malkus. That's the Rambam. Bein Hashmashos, you do get Malkus. There are other ways to read this Rambam, but the Rambam says that if you do Malkus during Bein Hashmashos, you get Malkus. Ask the Prima Gadim 1 minute. The Rambam Lishitaso, the Rambam himself holds that Safik Da'oraisa Lachumra is itself a Din D'Rabbanan. That we discussed in the past. That's Machlokas, Rashba and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that on a Daraisa level, Safik Daraisa is Lakula on a Daraisa level. It's only Durabanan that we are machmir by a Safik Da'oraisa. But on a Daraisa level, Safik Daraisa Lakula. So ask the Prima Gadim. So if Bein Hashmashos is a Safik Daraisa, how can you be Chayav a Karban? Right? You should say Safik Daraisa Lakula, you're Chayav a Karban. And yet the Rambam says you're Chayav a Karban in Bein Hashmashos. That's the Tosefa Shabbos according to the Rambam. Says the Prima Gadim, because on a Daraisa level you should be Mekel, so according to the Rambam, you only bump it up one level, not pre-Shkia, but at least his Bein Hashmashos becomes more of a Vadai, and you would be Chayiv Malkus for that. That's his Tosefes. That's Tosefes for the Rambam. Okay, that's his suggestion. Good, but that is also related to Bein Hashmashos, but now we continue. Again, there's a lot more, but we gotta get through this Gemara. Says the Gemara now. Next section, Omar Rebbe. So now we have the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi about a woman who sees, has re'iyos during Bein Hashmashos. And we say the machlokas is about where she checked herself in the Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos and not Rabbi Yossi's. And the machlokas is about Bein Hashmashos, whether she did an appropriate check. So Amar Rabbi. Rabbi said about that machlokas, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra Kishalo Batka. I like Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, which is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. I like Rabbi Yossi's opinion that your Choshes Kishalo Batka, when she didn't check. So my lo batka, what does that mean that she didn't check? Ilema de batka bidrab Yehuda. Velo batka bidrab Yosi. Is it like what we assumed up till now that she checked in the Benash Brashes of Rabbi Yehuda and not in the Benash Brashes of Rabbi Yosi? That's where I like the second opinion. Michlal, but if that's what he likes, mashma that that's the case of Machlokas. Michlal de Rabbi Yehuda Savar, mashma that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds, Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the name of Rabbi Yosi holds, Savar avagav de batka bitravayu chaisha. Right, Rebbe says, I like their opinion when he didn't check the whole time. Mashba that their that second opinion themselves hold that we're choshish for Ziva even if she did check in the total time. So the Gemara says, but habatka. So what would be the worry then? If she checked in both Bein HaShmashoshes, so then how could that opinion say, be choshish, habatka? So that can't be the case. So Ela Pshita, what must Rebbe mean? The lo batka, lo bidra Yehuda, v'lo bidra Rabbi Yosi. The case of Rebbe must be, I like Yeshita when she didn't check at all. So, obviously, that's what we're talking about, and that's why Rebbe likes his opinion. That's where we're choshesh. Ava batka bidra Yehuda, v'lo batka bidra Rabbi Yosi, lo chaisha. But if she would have checked in the first and not in the second, she would have checked in the Benash Brashas of Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Yosi, then I wouldn't be choshesh. Meaning I would like the Tanakama's opinion. Alma, why would I not be choshish in that case? Because Rebbe must hold, Bein HaShmashos, Rebbe Yosi, LeRebbe, Lailahu. Rebbe must hold that once you check during Bein HaShmashos of Rebbe Yehuda, that first time period of Bein HaShmashos, that's good enough. Rebbe Yosi's Bein HaShmashos is Vadai Laila, so we don't care about that Bein HaShmashos. It's not significant, because a Re'iya during that time would be Vadai Laila. So from the first half of his line, right, the line of Nirin, the Rebbe Yehuda, Bishalo Batka, were mashma that he holds, Ben Ashmashas of Rebbe Yosi is Laila. Ema Seifa, but now we're going to have the opposite mashmos from the second half of his line. Ema Seifa, V'divrei Chachamim Kishe Batka, and I like the words of the, I like the sheet of the Chachamim, meaning the Chachamim who say that we are not Choshesh. In the meaning of the first opinion. I like their opinion because of Batka, what she checked. So my Batka, what does that mean? Ilema de Batka b'der Rabbi Yehuda v'Batka b'der Rabbi Yosi. Is it that they checked in the first one? So Michlal, Mashba de Rabbanan Savri, that the Rabbanan themselves hold, Avagav de lo Batka b'Shravayu lo Chashinan. Mashba, that the first opinion holds that even if they didn't do any check, we're not Choshesh. But Halo Batka, why not? Right, she didn't check. So Ela Pshita, it must be rather, what was Rebbe referring to? The Batka, I like their opinion when they checked Bein Bidro Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Bidro Rabbi Yosi. I like their opinion when they checked them both. Avo Batka Bidro Rabbi Yehuda, Batka Bidro Rabbi Yosi, Chayshinan. But if she only checked in the first Bein HaShmashos and not the second one, we would be worried. We'd be worried if she only missed Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShmashos. So Alma, the opposite. Bein HaShmashos, Rabbi Yosi, L'Rabbi, Sveika Havi. Kasha, the Rabbi, had the Rabbi. We have a steer in Rabbi now. The first half of Rabbi's statement is mashma that he disregards Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShmashos. The second half makes us think that he regards it and he is worried about it. So Kasha, so the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. No, we're misunderstanding Rebbe's statement. Rebbe was not saying two separate statements. Rebbe was making one statement. Hachi Kamar. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra l'Rabbanan. Not what I hold, Rebbe is saying. I'm saying, I think Nirin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra's opinion that we are a choshesh appear to the Rabbanan. I mean, the Rabbanan agree with that, the Lobot Kaklal, Lobot Rebhid of Lobot Rebhiosi. Meaning, there's no machlokas. This is Rebbe just making one statement. And he is saying, there is no machlokas between these two opinions when no bedikas were done. Sha'al Chachamim lo nechlegu alav ela debatka bid Rabbi Yehuda v'lo batka bid Rabbi Yosi. Because even the Chachamim who say we're not choshesh only say that in a case where she did a bdika during the first Bein HaShmashos. Aval hecha d'lo batka klal module. But in a case where she didn't do any bdika, so then they would admit. Okay, so that was Rebbe's explaining the machlokas, not taking a stand on the machlokas. Good, that was the end of that section. So on top we have the first section of what's the machlokas about, now we just said Rebbe's opinion, now we have the third section. Now we're going to ask a question, and we're getting through all of this, and then if we have time after, we'll talk in depth more about it. Now we're asking a question, Stira in Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra in the name of Rabbi Yosi. Now we're quoting another Braisa. Right, we just had Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra in the name of Rabbi Yosi's opinion, who said that we are Choshesh, meaning that we're more on the Shita of Choshesh. Even in a case where she sees less than three gris va'od, again, when there were re'iyos during Bein HaShmashos, v'raminhu, but I'll ask you a stirah. Haroa kesem, if a woman sees a kesem, l'ri'iya maruba choshesh. When there's a large ri'iya, when there's like three plus grisim, then we're choshesh. L'ri'iya mu'etas ain't a choshesh. But for a small ri'iya, we're not choshesh. Zu divrei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, shamar mishum Rabbi Yossi. Oive, that's just the opposite, right? He says, we're only choshesh for big ri'iya, not small ones. That's the opposite of what he said earlier. We'll see. Amar Rebbe, Anisha Mati Mimenu. Rebbe says, no, I heard from Rebbe Yossi differently. So Rebbe Yossi works out fine. Umenatama Zeh, Amar Li, and Rebbe continues and says, because we're Choshesh, even by smaller stains, he told me the following. Amar Li, Rebbe Yossi had told me the following. Uma Ilunida, Shalohi Frisha Betara Menemin Cholamala. If Anida, Anita who's trying to do a Hefsek Tara, even if she does one in the morning, if she does not do one late in the afternoon, lo tehe becheskas temeya, wouldn't she be still becheskas temeya? Wouldn't she be if she didn't do a Hefsek Tara in the late afternoon? We'll get to the Lamaisa when Hefsek Tara should be done. But said Rabbi Yossi to me, says Rabbi, if Anita, who wasn't Mafsik Batara, bin Mincholamala, she's not Becheskas Tara, so that's what he said to me, Venirin Dvarav Kisha Batka. And Rabbi says, I like Rabbi Yossi ben Agra's opinion only when she checked. So that's this Brisa. So, my batka, so let's try to explain it again. Ilema de batka, what does that mean? That Rebbe says, I'll agree that we're not worried, kisha batka. Ilema de batka bidra bihud of la batka bidra biyosi. Same kind of shock of the tie you had earlier. If she checked in the first bain ashvashos, michlal de bihud of an agrasavar mashva, that the first opinion himself holds, avagav de lo batka. Even if she didn't check at all, lo bidra bihud of lo bidra biyosi, lo chaisha. Even if she didn't check at all, we're not worried, but havala batka, that can't be. She didn't do any bdikas. Of course, we have to be worried that she saw bein hashmashas. Ela pshita the batka bein b'drabi Yehuda v'lo bein b'drabi Yossi. No, what Rebbe must mean is like I like the first opinion where she checked always. That's where I'm not worried. Michlad Rebbe Yehuda ben Agrasav, our mashma Rebbe Yehuda himself holds batka b'drabi Yehuda v'lo batka b'drabi Yossi. One notch down. If she checked during the first bein hashmashas, lo chaisha. That's where I'm not choshesh. Alma, what do you see from here then, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra's opinion? Ben Ashmashas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Lailahu. You see from this version of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra that he is not worried about Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Because if he did a check during the first Ben Ashmashas and not the second, he's not worried. Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, are the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. Because in the first of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, right, the bottom line of the previous Amud, Nun Beis Mabeis, he said, we are Choshesh, and we're Mokim Neprisa as the same thing. She checked during Ben Ashmashas, Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi, and there we are worried, and here he's not worried. So Bishlama below Rebbe Lokasha without Rebbe's statement. Rebbe got us into trouble here. Rebbe said that I like his opinion in the following case, and that's why we had to come up with a Shach Levitaria. What was the case of Machlokas? So without Rebbe Lokasha, without Rebbe's statement, I wouldn't have a problem. Hasam debatka bid Rebbe Yehuda v'lo batka bid Rebbe Yossi. Because one case I would say was she did some check. I would say the first opinion is where she only checked in the earlier Ben Ashbashis. That's where he is Choshesh. And this case, she checked in both. That's why he's not Choshesh. That's how I could have answered the Stira. Ella bidurebi kashabos. You have Rebbe, then you have a problem here. How you view Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. So Gemara has to answer, Trei Tanoi, Vali Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. It's two statements in his name. Hai Tana Savar, one of them holds, Shalom ben Ashmashas to Rabbi Yehuda, V'hadr Chayal ben Ashmashas to Rabbi Yossi. One opinion holds that Rabbi Yossi's ben Ashmashas is the moment after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmashas. So in that case, he says we're worried because it's after. V'hai Tana Savar. No, Ben Ashmashas Rabbi Yossi Meshach Shayach Bid Rabbi Yehuda. And the other opinion holds that no, the Rabbi Yossi's Ben Ashmashas is included. It is the last moment of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmashas. If you say that she checked the entire Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yehuda, so then that includes Rabbi Yossi's Ben Ashmashas. Period. Adkan. This section. Okay, one or two points. Number one is the sugya of first Tosfos. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Ma, back on Amar Aleph, says, I don't understand. This Gemara, in the line, or back to Rebbe's line of, about Nida doing a Hefsek Tara. Rebbe sounds like that if she does a Hefsek Tara in the morning, it's not going to help. Tosfos says that it sounds like, there's another Gemara, Daf Samaches later on, that it does help. A Bedika Shachris would help. You don't have to do a Bedika so close to Shkia. So Tosfos answers, it depends if she had a Re'iyah that day. Our Gemara is talking about a case where she did a bedik in the morning and she had a re'iyah. It was no good. If she had a re'iyah in the morning, then that could be that she cannot do a bedikah later on that day. But if she didn't, so then she could do a bedikah, right? Maisha batka yom bezo yom gimel l'masa tahora. She already has a re'iyah in a couple of days. Okay, that's Tosfos' suggestion. What are we paskin? So those are the different days in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Sadek Vav, in the Siman about Shivanikiyam. So the Shulchan Aruch has the different levels. A woman who does a Hefzik Tara, the best time to do a Hefzik Tara is later in the day. But we paskin in general, after all, we waited 5 extra days anyway, we paskin that a Bedika Shachris is okay b'di'evin. Again, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Bedika Zu Tiyas Samach Lebein Hashmashas. L'chadchila, the Hefzik Tara should be as close to Bein Hashmashas as possible. A woman should leave enough time that she doesn't have to be rushed, and if she has to do another one, she should have time, but let's say a half an hour before Shkia. The Rama says, "V'chei nogin l'chadchila u'bidi'eved afilu lo barka atzma rak shachris u'matza atzma tahora sagi b'kach." The Rama says, even if she just did a bdika shachris b'di'eved, that is good enough. And the shach adds in miyom beiz mi riyasa, based on the Tosfos. As long as her re'iyah, if a woman had a 1 day re'iyah, she can't do hefzik tara that the bdika shachris. But if she had a more than, meaning the re'iyah started previously, like in most cases, stem bdika shachris is good enough. Okay, that is in terms of the times. How late does one have to do a hefzik tara? And if we discussed this already in this mesechta, how late? So some poskim, Rav Sternbach and others say, and many others say, shkia, that's it. If we daven mincha by shkia, and if we do other things by shkia, then we have to wait. Is there any flexibility? Some people daven mincha after shkia. Is there any flexibility? So there's a famous Rav Moshe of 9 minutes. Where does the 9 minutes come from? And Rabbi Forrest quotes Rav David Feinstein as saying that his father only meant the b'shas atchak. Only shas atchak le'esat sarach. He didn't just mean you always have 9 minutes l'chafila. Only shas atchak. So where does 9 minutes come from? So just to review for a moment, if you remember, there's based on a stira between Maseches Pesachim and Maseches Shabbos, how long is Bein Hashmashas? One Gemara says that Bein Hashmashas is between, there's a problem. One Gemara says Bein Hashmashas is the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. And the other Gemara says that Bein Hashmashas is the time it takes to walk 4 mil. Basically, that's the stira. 3/4 of a mil versus 4 mil. It's the time between Shkia and Seis. So, it doesn't say it exactly like that, but that's basically what comes out of the Gemaras. So Bali Tosas at both places try to figure out what exactly, how do you put these two Gemaras together? So how do you put it together? Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. And that is the basis for all the issues with Rabbeinu Tam's man and Bechulu. Rabbeinu Tam basically holds that there are two Shkias. There's the first Shkia, which is not so halachically relevant, and the second Shkia, which is much later, which is, what, 4 mil after what we would call Shkia, that's Tseis. Three and a one quarter mil after Shkia is the second Shkia, and Seis is 4 mil after that. Okay, without getting into the details. How much is 4 mil? So if you say 4 mil is 18 minutes, then 4 mil is 72 minutes. That's where 72 minutes come from. If certain sects of Hasidus hold the 24-minute mil, and 24-minute mil times 4, that's 96 minutes. So again, there's different shitas how much one holds. But Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he writes that it's impossible that 72 minutes, you look around after 50 minutes, says Rav Moshe. If you look outside in New York, 50 minutes after Shkia, it's pitch black. And this is for sure it says. So Rav Moshe works backwards. Rav Moshe says, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree in New York, 50 minutes after Shkia is Seis. So 50 minutes is 4 mil. If 50 minutes is 4 mil, so then each mil is 12 and a half minutes. 3/4 of a mil is about 9 minutes. That's where Rav Moshe gets 9 minutes from. Because according to Rav Moshe, that first 9 minutes after the first Shkia, Rav Moshe said that's basically a Svek Sveika. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Vadayom. And even according to the Vilna Gaon, who we didn't go into, who gives a different answer, he holds that Suffik Yom Suffik Laila. So at least it's not Vaday Laila according to anybody during those first 9 minutes, and that's why Rav Moshe in his Shuva is Makel by Hafsik Tara, and is Makel by Shalosh Shudis, and is Makel Bidi Eved in certain cases, giving you 9 minutes after Shkia, because was working backwards. 50 minutes is, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, modified for New York, 4 mil, 3/4 of a mil, it works out to be 9 minutes. But either way, we try, for sure, l'chadchila, to do it by Shkia. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we will We will continue. Good. Tana Rabbanan. There's the sheet of the Uraim that, just to mention, the Uraim has has another way to answer that, that Gemara in Shabbos versus Tzachan. The Uraim holds, against all other Rishonim, that Ben Hashmashas is before Shkia. Shkia that says is 4 mil, but Ben Hashmashas is before Shkia. Nobody else holds like that. It's already something else before that. Does the Uraim come up Lamaisa? Not really. Except for, that's where the 18 minutes come from. Where does the 18 minutes come from? According to the Uraim, if you take the largest mil, which is 24, so 3/4 of that is 18. So that's where the Minhag of Klal Yisrael came from, to light 18 minutes before Shkia, not because we're really Choshesh, like the Uraim, but just to be Machmer, like the Sheet of the Uraim, because according to him, 18 minutes before Shkia is already Ben Hashmashas. So that's where the Minhag came from, not because it's Chai, but that's not where the 18 minutes come from. And that's why 18 minutes, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, do it 20 minutes, that two minutes of Tosefa Shabbos. That's why in some shuls you might see the Zmanim is to light 20 minutes before Shkia, and not just 18 minutes to get 2 minutes of Tosefas. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, third line on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Haroa Kesem, next issue. Haroa Kesem, Mitama, Atzma, Vikashim Lumafreya. This is getting back to sugis that we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. Haroa, if a woman sees a Kesem, that we don't know, she doesn't know when it's from, so it's Mitame herself. What does herself means? It means Taras that she might have touched, Vikashim and Karbanos, Lumafreya. Going back, if she finds the Kesem, until when? Going back, Rashi says, until she last did laundry. Till she last could be sure that this shirt was clean. Until then, Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita, that you go back, Lamafreya, to Shas Kibus. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kachim Mitama, Atzma Eina Mitama. No, only Kachim could go back in time. She's Mitama Lamafreya, Karbanis that she might have touched, but not Taurus or anything else, or Truma. Why? Shelo Yehei Ksama Chomer Miriyasa. Because we can't have her Kesem, which is only Drabana, more Chomer than her Re'iyah. Remember we said at the beginning of the Masechta that for her Re'iyah, if a woman has a Re'iyah, we go back 24 hours. We go back Me'ez La'ez, different shitas in the first mission in the Masechta. We go back 24 hours. So a Kesem, if she did laundry 3 days ago, she's going to go back even more than that. So at most, you're going to do 24 hours. So the Gemara says, "Aye, v'amatzinu k'sama chamer mirasal and yikachim." But Reb Shimon Elazar, don't you agree by kachim? You just said yourself. By kachim, you go back to Shas Kibus. So the Gemara changes it. Ela tanihachi. Reb Shimon Elazar omer, af kachim eina matama. Shalo yei k'sama chamer mirasal l'chol davar. So it's machlokas tanoim. If a woman finds a kesem, are we matame? Do we go back to Shas Kibus? That is Rebbe. He's not worried about the problem that Reb Shimon has. Reb Shimon Elazar says, no, we're not, we don't go back at all. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Next. Rasa Kesem, V'yachragach Rasa Dam. If a woman has a Kesem and then she sees Dam, let's say she has a Kesem one day and then a couple hours later or a day later she sees Dam. Tola Kisme Beriyasa, Me'es La'es, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, as long as the Kesem and the Re'iyah are within 24 hours of each other, you could be Tola that this was not a separate Re'iyah that was from before, but this Kesem was the beginning of the following Re'iyah, and therefore you don't have to go backwards. That's Rebbe Shita, which makes sense, because this was the beginning. Usually a woman starts spotting before she has the actual Re'iyah. Reb Shimon, we'll talk more about that L'maisa in a minute. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Reb Shimon Elazar says no. Yomo, you go by the halachic day. If the Kesem and the Re'iyah were on the same halachic day, then fine. If not, you cannot put them together. Right, we had once earlier in a Mishnah about the halachic day in the sugyas of Damkoshi, right in the parak of Benos Kusim. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Dvara Midvarai. Rebbe says, you know what? I like his shita better than mine. I like his shita that you go by the halachic day rather than my shita. Why? Shehu misakna v'ani ma'afsa. Because he's being makel on her. And I'm being machmir on her. So the Gemara says, that's not true. Misakna. He's being makel avuse ma'avisla. No, he's being more machmir. Because he's saying, if it's not on the same halachic day, you cannot attribute the kesem to the re'iyah, and therefore you'll have to go back to Shas Kibus. So what does Rebbe mean? Rebbe Shimon Elazar is being more machmir, not more makel. So Amar Avina Eifach. So first answer is, you're right. Switch it. Switch the shitas. Switch the machmir and the makel. Rebbe Nachman Amar Lo Lomot Eifach. Rebbe Nachman says, no, maybe don't switch it. This is what he means. Shehu misakin hil choseha li deziva. Va'ani ma'avis hil choseha li deziva. What's the case? According to Rebbe Shimon Elazar, if it's not the same halachic day, so the kesem, you have to attribute to earlier. But what does that mean to earlier? So her Nida, Ziva days are going to start, he's more machmir, because his Nida days are going to start earlier, so when she sees at the end, she's going to be already in the world of Ziva. That's going to create a chumra, because she could have become a Zava Gadola. Rebbe is saying that I am more mako, because I'm attributing the kesem to the Re'iyah, the later Re'iyah. Her Nida days only start at the time of the Re'iyah, and therefore when she has a Re'iyah, let's say in 7 days from now, she's still going to be in the world of Nida, or maybe on the first day of Ziva. But according to him, she's already been in the world of Ziva for a couple of days, so it's going to make her into a Zava Gadola easier. So that's the chumra that comes out of that shita of Reb Shimon Elazar. That's what Rebbe meant, that she's going to be a Zava quicker, according to him, and then according to me, she's still a Nida. Good. Says the Gemara. By the way, halachically, when a woman has, usually what happens many times, is a woman has dimum, has spotting, before she has a re'iyah. So lamaisa, what do we say about that state? So generally, if a woman is spotting, she already is a surah labayla, somewhat, she has to wait and see, she's not a nida yet, but she has to wait and see to see what's going on with this spotting, if it's the beginning of a flow. So we allow the woman to start counting the 5 days, if that turns into a re'iyah eventually, we allow the woman to start counting the 5 days from the shas of the kesem, but the vestos and the actual re'iyah is considered from the actual re'iyah, not from the time of the vest. So, halacha lamaisa, we even, this comes up, that the ksamim can be attributed to the re'iyah in certain ways. Good. Very important question. Does ksamim, if a woman just becomes tummy because of a kesem, does she require a hefzik tara or not? Remember, we had a whole daf be'in shir about this. We discussed the article that Rav Schechter has in Big Vayatzon, where he discusses ksamim might have been, the motivation of ksamim might have been b'torah safek, but it could be that Chazal then created the world of ksamim b'torah vaday. They were motivated because of a safek, but they created b'torah vaday. He says, the ma'inaf gemina, there's machlokas achronim, whether a woman who is b'tamim b'shim ksamim makes a bracha on her tevila. Because after all, she's only tamei mishum safek, so does she make a bracha? It's a machlokas achronim. That might be the machlokas. How do we view the gzeiras ksamim? Was it a gzeira purely that stayed in the realm of safek, or did they make it b'taras vaday? So this question might be related to that. Does ksamim need a hefzik tara or not? So ishtik v'lo amar levelo midi. So Rav Asi did not answer him. Zimnin, at another time, ashkei di yasev ekamar, at another time, Reb Zera found Reb Asi, who was sitting, and said, Tola kisma biriyasa me'es leis divir Rebbe, quoting this sugya that we were just talking about, that Rebbe held that if there's a kesem, and then followed by your re'iyah, within 24 hours, you could be tola the kesem on the re'iyah, Amar Reish Lakish, and then Reish Lakish was quoted about that shita, and Reish Lakish said, Vehu shebadka. Reish Lakish says, when could you be tola the kesem on the re'iyah? Only if, there's a very important line, as Rashi explains here, only if she did a hefsik tara 7 days after the original kesem. Meaning, if she treats that kesem, Rashi says, "Hushabatka bein hashmasha shal shvi lekisma lahafsik batara." If she acts like she has been a nida since the original kesem, then we could treat that kesem as being attributed to the following re'iyah. And Rashi says in the last two skinny lines, "V'hi garma la'avtzma la'havdo kisma miriyasa." She treated herself as a nida from the earlier time. That's where we could say it. Reb Yochanan says no, we can be mako and attribute the kesem to the re'iyah even if she didn't do a bdika after 7 days after the kesem. But what do you see from there? What do you see from there? Either way, they both hold that you need this hafsak tara after the kesem. So amalei michlal de ksamim srikan hafsakas tara. So is this? Are you telling me that there's a machlokas? But it sounds like a kesem needs hafsak tara. The question is when. But amalei is Rav Asi says yeah, it does need. V'azinisakin v'aminak l'amar avalamai v'lomidi. So why didn't you tell me earlier? I've asked you this question before. So why didn't you tell me earlier? Were you so involved in your learning and going so quickly that you didn't focus and you didn't realize it? That this is what I was asking you? Amalei, yes, you're right. In agav shitfai asyali. I didn't get the answer, but yes, this is the answer that a kesem requires a hefzik tara, and that is what we paskin in Simen Kuf Tzadik, the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadik, in the sugya, in the Simen about ksamim. Shulchan Aruch says clearly that Wood Dvar Torah, a woman is Batami Labaila only with a Hargasha, Damba Hargasha, Chachamim Gazru on Ksamim, and after these Ksamim, Vitzricha Hefzak Tara, Shetito Gatzma, Vitimsa Tahora, Viachak Tim Shivanikiyim, Chutz Miyom Hamitsiya, Vichulus. So we pass that a Kesem does require Hefzak Tara and Shiva, and Shivanikiyim. Interestingly, I just saw the Chashuk Yechemen asks, one for the day, he says, a riddle. When would a woman look forward to having a Re'iyas Dam? When would she look forward? So the case is as follows. There's a woman who touched a lot of Kachim and Taurus, and then she has a Kesem. So if she doesn't have any more Re'iyah, then she's going to be Betayim Elam Afreya, all the things, all the Kachim and Taurus that she touched. But if she has a Re'iyah, then she'll be able to say that, oh, this Kesem has to do with the future Re'iyah, and therefore I don't go backwards. So that's the answer to the riddle of when would a woman be looking forward and wanting to have her Re'iyah. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah and then we'll stop. Haroeh Yom Yud Aleph Bein Hashmashos. If a woman, this is a very basic, simple halacha. It just doesn't sound that way, and the Gemara is going to explain how to explain it. Haroeh Yom Yud Aleph Bein Hashmashos. If a woman sees at the end of her 11 days of Ziva, right, 7-11, if she sees that Bein Hashmashos during Bein Hashmashos, Tchilas Nida Vesof Nida. Right, it should say Tchilas Nida Vesof Ziva. So that's how we're going to explain it. But it's the beginning of her Nida days and the end of her Ziva days. Tchilas Ziva Vesof Ziva. Or if she sees in Bein Hashmashos of her going into her 11, between the 7 and 11, that's the beginning of her Ziva, and the Sof of, again, it should say Nida, but it says Ziva. We'll see why. Yom Arbal Mazach of Yavshardim Lanakeva. In all these cases, if she sees at the end of her Yemei Tohar, after having a baby, Bein Hashmashos, Lakulan, in all these cases, Harei Latoos. These are mistakes are made, right? Meaning she doesn't know what to do in these cases because she sees Bein Hashmashos. She doesn't know if she's a Nida, if she's a Zava, if it's Yemei Dam Tohar, Dam Tuma. She doesn't know in all these cases. So she is Toho, she has to be Choshesh for many different permutations. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Acha de Mesakna Mesashotos, Bo Vitakulos Apikros. Rabbi Yeshua says, before you're Mesakin, those literally foolish women, the women who can't figure it out, be Mesakin the ones who Mepikros, who are not at Besafik in any way. What does that mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Either way, Beth Hashem will continue. Beth Hashem on Sunday. Everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we'll pick up on Daf Nun Hey.